Luxembourg's Environment Minister Serge Wilmers heads to COP30 in Brazil today for the UN Climate Summit. He's joined by ministry experts, a finance representative and two young Luxembourgish climate delegates. For the first time, Luxembourg will have its own pavilion at a UN climate conference. Previously, the Grand Duchy shared space with Belgium, the Netherlands and the European Investment Bank. Meanwhile, Luxembourg's Defence Minister and Mobility, Ulrike Backes, is in Berlin today and tomorrow for high-level talks. She's meeting German Defence Minister Boris Pistorius at the Berlin Security Conference to discuss NATO, European defence and continued support for Ukraine. Tomorrow she sits down with Transport Minister Patrick Schnieder to talk about cross-border transport links and autonomous driving technology. In other news, the UN Security Council has adopted President Trump's Gaza peace plan. The proposal calls for international military forces to monitor the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and establishes a transitional administration for the Palestinian territories. Russia and China abstained from the vote. The US House votes today on a bill requiring the Trump administration to release all Justice Department files related to Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump has reversed course and is now urging Republicans to back the release, saying he has nothing to hide. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meets Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and King Felipe today as he tries to rally fresh support against Russia's invasion. Britain has unveiled tough asylum reforms. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood told Parliament the changes, modelled on Denmark's strict system, would dramatically cut refugee protections and crack down on channel crossings. The government will threaten visa bans on countries refusing to take back irregular migrants. Mahmood called the current system out of control, saying Britain's generous asylum offer has destabilised communities and made the country more divided. In sports news, in last night's World Cup qualifiers, Northern Ireland edged Luxembourg 1-0 with a penalty before half-time. It's six straight defeats in six games for Luxembourg, who'll look to bounce back against Malta in March. Northern Ireland advanced to the World Cup playoffs. Elsewhere, Germany thrashed Slovakia 6-0, Poland beat Malta 3-2, the Netherlands dominated Lithuania 4-0, Czech Republic hammered Gibraltar 6-0 and Croatia came from behind to beat Montenegro 3-2. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's that time again. Temperatures have dropped below zero. Today promises to be dry, overcast and pretty cold with the chance of a little sunshine in the afternoon. Temperatures start off low, between minus 2 and 0 degrees this morning, only rising to highs of 4 to 6 in the afternoon.